We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and oh yes, it's time for the segment of the week, and that again is Network Marketing Pros. And so I'm excited to welcome to the program Lang and Jason, Network Marketing Pros. How are you guys? This is one where our topic today is an opportunity only comes once in a lifetime. So I thought bring you two experts on so that you can see that if an opportunity as an entrepreneur comes your way, this is the time to jump on it. But I wanted to just say, how are you guys today? And I'm sure it's March 1st. It's time for March Madness, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, doing great.
let the madness begin. Well, here's the situation. If somebody was presented on March 1st, a friend just introduced them to a business. It's a network marketing business, a multi-level marketing, or let's just say direct sales opportunity. When is it the greatest thing ever and that you can't pass it up? I'm going to start with Lang on this. Like one that's once in a lifetime opportunity, and those usually don't happen.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's, you know, it is tricky sometimes in timing on companies that are first starting out, but it also is all who is backing the company and a part of it. So again, it goes back to a lot of stuff we talked about researching and background checks on who is starting this company. But yes, inevitably, if it's something that is quite powerful that everybody would want or need, whether it be man, woman, child, doesn't matter, race, creed, color, nationality, at that point, yes, it could be a very, very, very big opportunity. And the time of getting in the beginning could be massive, for sure.
And so, Jason, how do you kind of see that opportunity? It's like it is massive getting in the beginning of a business. A lot of times we see these network marketing companies, and they make billions of dollars. But if you came in at the wrong time, you're not going to benefit as much as starting at the beginning if you're able to identify that business, right?
Yeah, I think there's some different dynamics that go into that, too, as far as if you're a new network marketer, let's just say, and you know nothing about the industry, you've got a lot of skills to develop, you're just trying to feel it out and get your feet wet. You know, things could be a little different. You might want to go with a company that's been around for a while, that has some established, you know, they've been through a lot of the difficulties and change. Look, everybody's got a measurable tolerance, what they can deal with risk. And for somebody that's been a networker for a long time, or maybe would be like a sophomore or junior when it comes to their experience, their expertise in the field, what they're looking for, they might have a little more tolerance. They might recognize that being a part of a company that's brand new might be a little more advantageous to them. You take a professional networker, someone like ourselves, that we can go into a company that's been around for 20, 30 years, 10 years, 5 years, and we can get from point A to point B probably a little quicker than a brand new person because we do have a network to talk to, some experience that will get us there quicker. So there's a lot of different dimensions to this, and I think you've got to look at what fits you. The most important thing, I think, would be for what drives you personally, what gives you excitement, what's your passion, and I think that would determine a lot of when's the best time to be a part of a company. If that's you, it might be your company.
That's a great point. And I think that when you're listening to both of you guys talk, that if you are at the beginning of a business and you have the acumen, the business acumen to understand how to build a team very quickly and go, sometimes if you don't have that expertise, you contact Network Marketing Pros right now on Facebook. But if for other reasons you don't have that, you need to go with an established company that has a brand name that everyone knows so that you can benefit off your network. But once you become a very big pro at this business, Lang, then it's a different story, right? Because then you really understand and know how to build a team. You just got to find the right product service at the right time.
Yeah. Exactly. No, yeah. Yeah, at that point, being once you're a really veteran networker and have done, you know, made some good money and understand the industry, like Jace was saying, then you are kind of looking for that right timing, that perfect opportunity that, like I said a minute ago, that you know that everybody wants it or needs it. Doesn't matter young or old, doesn't matter color, doesn't matter race or creed, or even hopefully the company's going to go global into another other countries. And at that point, yeah, you're kind of looking for that right timing to jump on, because again, as Jason said, and we know is, yeah, we're networkers, so we know people, and you know, we look at other networkers too in case they find that right company and let us know about it. We do the same back to them. Because that's a big moment to get in and make a lot of money and make it relatively quick. So, you do need to be a veteran. You do have to know what you're talking about. You do your due diligence on researching and find out who's backing that company, who's a part of it. Because sometimes there is a very synergistic effect when you get other networkers and you're working together to build a massive team globally. So, there's a lot to look into on that, but for veteran networkers, that's a perfect timing. That's what they're looking for.
And so kind of, Jason, giving that magic pill to say today, well, what do you look for now if you are a established networker that's had success and understands the business, might not have had the success they really want, but are looking for that opportunity, that one to jump in right now? Tell us more about how.
Yeah, so, okay, here's a scenario. There are stories, too. I just want to throw this out there, that there are people that are coming in for the first time, and they just by pure luck, they talk to the right person, they get in a company that, you know, does have their stuff together. They are maybe in a pre-launch. You maybe heard that word. There's something called a pre-launch. Sometimes call it a pre-load. There's a soft launch and a hard launch, and you know, as a veteran, we kind of look for those opportunities. But even with that, you've got to be real careful. You've got to make sure what Lang was saying about having a product that appeals to a large market. You know, you don't want something that's just a niche that's very difficult to tap into. You want it to be something that you can stand behind, you believe it. It's maybe got some patents on it, it's something special, and it appeals to the masses. So that's one thing that I look for in criteria. There's also the fact leadership. There's all these different measurables that dictate risk factor going down. If you can, you know, get that point in a startup where you can have good comfort level as a veteran to say, look, if this thing goes, which it has all the components to be a success, now is a great time, because there's really only one time that a company ever has that big startup story. And that type story is what can create a lot of quick momentum and speed. And that typically won't happen ever again. Now, there are companies that launch a new product or something and they create some more momentum and excitement, but you'll never have a startup time ever again to really tell that story and bring a lot of people in. So, yeah, we're looking for the company without the risk, the big money behind it, the big story, great leadership, the systems in place, and all that risk to be minimized, but yet an opportunity to excel at what we do best. So that's what I would say.
So what, thinking about that, Lang, have you ever run into that kind of company in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, there's a lot of times you might actually pass up something that's big that you just didn't know. But then again, there's other times when you jump on something, you do get to ride that wave. I mean, I've been blessed to ride two big waves. And I knew I could see it coming. And when a company starts developing traction, then it creates what we call momentum. That's usually a few years in. And then it exponentially grows, I mean, almost overnight. And I got to be a part of that, which is an amazing, you know, venture for sure. So, yes, I have been blessed enough in my lifetime twice to be at that moment. And looking at obviously a couple opportunities like that now. So, but I've been able to catch the wave, and you know, it goes back to what Jason said too, is you got to know how to recognize that. And if you're very green, that's probably not necessarily the way to go, because it's beginning stages, and you know, there will be some difficulties, and they're going to, that they'll go through, but that's just growth bumps, and that happens. I mean, any veteran networker knows that, and they're willing to take those because of how big the opportunity is. So, yes, there's a lot to put in place. But yes, veteran networkers, like I said, I've got to be a part of it twice, and, looking for the other ride possibly now. So it's definitely fun and exciting at the same time. But that's why you want to stay in an inner circle of networkers that you know, to bond together and have a synergistic time if you're going to build something.
Absolutely. Okay, so Jason, again, best place we can find information on you, contact you guys, especially if they think they found that business today. Where's the best place that we can go?
Absolutely. Just right now, if you just go to Network Pros on Facebook, we can go ahead and talk to you. If you need a question answered, or if you need some advice, we'll do our best to do that. Lang and I are both available. And you can just message us there and also like our page, and then we'll stay in contact.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, take it. You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.